This is the beautiful game
described by two ugly gentlemen.
Glory to Columbus!
Who are probably sitting at a soccer bar near you.
McBride's in the box. A hard cross. McBride scores! It's 3-0 United States!
Welcome to Bone and Beam United.
Happy Soccer Podcast Day. What is up? I am Bone.
And I am Beam.
Plenty of interesting stuff to get into today. We have obviously a holiday week here, so we hope everybody is safe. If you're traveling, be careful. If you're celebrating, I hope you have a great celebration with friends and family, however you're doing it. Thanks for listening to us and making us part of that week. We will talk about some bad news for one of the biggest names in the Premier League, one of the biggest teams in the Premier League, struggling, as Joe Namath once famously said. If you like watching Premier League soccer, we've got good news for you. We'll talk about that. And one of the greats of the U.S. women's national team is announced her retirement, so we'll put all that into perspective as we go forward. And plenty to get to with the crew as well. We'll talk about some awards that they have been given. But first, Beam, how is your preparation going for Turkey Day? Are you guys hosting? Are you going somewhere? What's the plan?
Yeah, so I always enjoy Thanksgiving. I think it, even though it's rated like properly by most Americans, I still think it's underrated because we just move past it right into Christmas.
We could do an hour on just this is Thanksgiving erasure. We need
it
to
is.
Like we need to
let
have
it breathe. Let it. It's a pinnacle holiday for me.
Yeah, as far as the food, the family, all that stuff.
Yeah.
To me, it's like. You don't, and I love giving gifts. I love getting and giving all that stuff with Christmas. But for me, the Christmas time thing, it's like we got all that going, especially with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to clean all that up and then either go to someone's house or fix the dinner ourselves. And then it's like a whole day. Thanksgiving
putting
is literally
together like the toys and like
yes.
just having a mess in your house.
And again,
it's Christmas.
For the kids, it's great.
It's Christmas without the present, like Thanksgiving.
Yes, you get all
without
the stuff,
the headache.
The stuff I like now, which is the food and the fellowship.
Yeah.
That's what I look forward to on the holidays. That's what it's just that.
Yeah.
It's a deconstructed, stripped down version of Christmas. So I very much enjoy that.
No, pinnacle holiday for sure. So what we usually do, working at a sports radio station, I have to work on Friday, and my show is at 6 a.m.,
Yes.
So I have to work Friday morning after Thanksgiving, which is cool. That's fine because it is leading into the Ohio State-Michigan game, which is a rather large occasion here in Columbus. But it's nice because on Wednesday, I'll get off the show, Soccer Podcast Day, by the way, Tuesday this week.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, I'll get off the show. I got a couple of things that I need to accomplish tomorrow. Meredith will take Willie down. I will get home. I will grab Theo. I'll grab a couple of things. We will go down to Dayton for the day on Wednesday evening. Hang out on Thursday. I'll probably leave around like 5 o'clock on Thursday to come back here, make sure I'm settled in, like show's prepped, ready to rock on Friday. But that's way better than what it was when I was a producer because I had so many Thanksgivings where I wanted nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. Because I got to get the show ready.
Not even that. Like Buckeye women's basketball are playing this Thursday.
Yeah.
We had a game like the Ohio State men's basketball team was playing out in Portland for the PK80, like the Phil Knight Invitational.
Oh, I forgot.
That was an 11 p.m. start. So there have been a bunch of Thanksgivings for me in the past and like working at this radio station, which is good. Like, it's good for you. That I didn't get to celebrate at all.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm at a point in time where I'm like, I'm gonna celebrate Thanksgiving like I should.
I totally relate to that because I'm the type of person that when I had to do that in my radio career where it's like I have to work on a holiday or even like this year, I'm not working on Christmas or New Year's theoretically. Although I may, New Year's depends on the Buckeyes. We may be here on New Year's Day. But like I'm off Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But in years where I had to work on Thanksgiving, like the Wednesday before when everyone's like in the store going crazy, I'm like, yeah, what is this? Are you getting excited about a turkey? Come on. Like that's like I would dismiss all of it.
Same.
To be like, you guys are so worried about getting your food and all. I'm not even celebrating. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. And I was like, kicking over displays in the store, just like, yeah, there's your frosting for your stupid cake.
So I worked.
I was bitter and angry, and I didn't like that. I don't like being that person. But that's how I dealt with, I'm not going to participate. I have to work.
Same.
So then you know what? This holiday is BS.
Right. That's how I
So if you're one of those people who is working on Thanksgiving and you're like, I don't feel this romanticism about it, Totally understood.
We've been there. We've both been there.
Absolutely right.
I just remember this was probably 10 years ago, like maybe my first year working at the radio station. I don't know if I had to be, maybe I was still in college or just out of college. So like 2014 maybe or 2015, it would have been fall of 15 or fall of 16. I could probably look up a schedule and like find this, but I remember doing I was board hopping a women's basketball game on Thanksgiving Day, and it was at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe. So like right smack dab in the middle of the day is like their tip time.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have enough time to like go down to Dayton because I worked the night show like the day before.
And that's where all your family is, obviously.
And that's where I come from. So, you know, I didn't have the time to go down there. One of my roommates at the time, his whole family lives actually really close to where I live now, like up in Clintonville. He was like, why don't you just come over after the basketball game's done? Like, we're going to be over there. It'll be great. I said, all right, that sounds good. And so the Buckeye women's basketball team was playing down in like Great Exuma or Grand Cayman, yeah, the Bahamas.
Yeah,
like they're
some
doing this
island, like
island jam.
Getaway tournament. Yeah, exactly.
They're doing island jam. And I remember our play-by-play guy, Marty Bannister, at the time, he was doing the game, and I'm asking him, I was like, yeah, Marty, MB, how's the weather? How's Thanksgiving? He's like, oh, it's great. Let my whole family come down here. I'm getting to spend Thanksgiving. Like those guys too, like the play-by-play guys,
yeah, they
are
have
all
to
over
work,
the place, right. You know? And I just remember I was so depressed. I was just so depressed sitting there at this radio. I was sitting alone in the radio station because nobody else is working because it's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It is raining sideways. It's gray. It's dark. And then Marty texts me because the feed went out.
Yeah.
They had a power outage in the gym that lasted for like 90 minutes.
Oh my
gosh. So they weren't able to play the game. So then I'm stuck there for 90 minutes. We had to like throw our programming back to ESPN. He was like, game's still going to go on, but it's going to go on at a later point in the day. So they like rescheduled it for like 2 hours later. And I'm like, well, I can't go anywhere. I'm stuck. I was stuck at the radio station for like 5 hours, 5-6 hours that day, board hopping a game by myself that was just local. Like, too, it wasn't even on the network. Like,
only people that would hear it were people who were driving around Columbus who were like, I desperately want to hear it.
But it was on the AM, so nobody could hear
it. Could hear it.
Nobody could hear it because our signal used to be so bad on there. And at the end of the day, my buddy's like, what happened? I'm like, game got delayed. He's like, are you coming over? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not coming over. I'm going back home. I think I ordered like Chinese takeout. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with this holiday.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Dude, well, I'm glad to see that it's rebounded for you and like turned around because it is like one of those things that I think last thing I will say about all this, board hopping, for people who don't work in the business, it is one of those jobs that is very important. It is also one of the most, you feel like a piece of garbage doing it because it's one of the easier jobs to do in a way because
if everything is correct,
you are basically there for if like what just happened in that story, if something breaks, then you're the guy like getting the whole radio station back online and making stuff happen and you're readjusting commercials and it's very intensive then. But even when it's not that, you're sitting there waiting for 15 minutes for them to go, we'll be back with more on the Ohio State Radio Network. And then you hit a button and then you wait until it's like, and you give them like 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
Coming back.
Here we go. And then you turn their microphone on and then you sit
wait
there again.
15 minutes.
And it's like, right. So you feel like anybody could do this part where you just hit two buttons and wait for 10 minutes. So you don't feel like you're doing anything. You're not talking. You're not like providing content. You're listening to someone else do that. At least
I was descending into madness that day.
Yeah, right. So I'm saying that is one of it's bad enough when you're doing it on a random Tuesday night where you're just stuck in a radio studio and it's like, oh, this kind of sucks. It's worse when you know like your whole family is like
sending me pictures. I wish you were here. Middle finger emoji.
Just a
back
big
to
turkey.
Him.
Just sending you turkey porn. And you're like, I don't want to see this. All right.
Drinking a handle of bourbon, just doing the board op.
We will get to some soccer, but I do have one. I would be remiss if I did not ask you this question, given that I know you love to cook. Are you cooking or preparing anything for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't do that. I don't do it for the big holidays.
What's the dish that you look forward to when you go home?
Meredith's mom makes a killer sweet potato.
Oh.
Like she has the caramelized pecans on top of it.
Nice.
I don't know how much sugar is in the. It doesn't
don't
matter.
Ask. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. It's one of the best. I am also like straight up old style green bean casserole. Like just
yes, oh like yeah, with the French, with
cream
the French's
mushroom soup from the can,
the French's sprinkled,
the French's
on, the
onion
fried
toppers
onion things, yeah.
on top of it. Like mm-hmm. I can't get enough of that. Yep. Like that to me is the best.
Yeah, agreed, 100%. Very
you?
Good.
What about you?
Well, I have. I mean, like my dad makes a stuffing where he uses sausage and sage and all that, and it's really good.
Is it
good.
Stuffing or is it dressing?
That's a great question. I don't know the difference. It doesn't go in the bird. It's
so
in
it's
a crock
dressing.
Pot. So it's dressing. Yeah.
It's dressing.
Yeah, I guess it's only stuffing if you stuff it
Correct.
In the bird. It has been in the past stuffed in the bird. We're hosting our Thanksgiving. So we're getting the bird already made and we're getting the mashed potatoes already made.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are making, because we have a vegetarian guest coming.
Okay.
We have a gluten-free guest coming. So I have been exploring vegetarian meals,
nice.
Like sides to help with that. And I found a ratatouille. That I'm going to make.
Yum.
Which is, if you've not, I only know of that because of the cartoon.
Yeah.
But
Bone has a little mouse that's going to be
yeah,
on
he's
going to
be on my head
on top
helping
of
me
head.
Cook. Patton Oswalt is going to come over and live at my house and make me some ratatouille. But it's like, it's potato, sweet potato, cucumber, mm-hmm. or zucchini, not cucumber, zucchini. And then parsnips.
Yeah.
Which I've never cooked with. But you just slice them all up evenly sliced.
Parsnips like a carrot potato.
It's like a big, yeah, it's like a, it's in between, yeah, it's kind of a in between those two.
Good.
It's
delicious.
A root vegetable,
yeah.
right? So it's all that. And so then you put that over, you put like a base of tomato sauce mm-hmm. in an oven dish. Then you.
It's very easy. You'll like it. It's, so
good.
Meredith, when she cooks, so usually I do like the executive. I do the executive chef. And mm-hmm. then in our house, like Meredith is the sous chef.
I see.
So she's
yes.
more of the mise en place chef.
Well, I don't know. Help me with
that's
that.
Like the chopping of the vegetables.
Ah, yes.
Because me,
yes.
I'm like when I'm chopping, I don't really care if everything's the same size. Meredith and being
Jeez.
Like the analytical person, like
ah,
she, but she finds
yes.
zen in that as well. Like,
yeah.
if you just gave her a bag of carrots or celery and said chop this, mm-hmm. like that would be a mental zen state for her for like an hour.
Yeah.
Me, I kind of like the chaos where there's like things going at once. I'm popping back and forth. Like things are getting off, taking on the burner, off the burner. Like I like that. That's my thing. Meredith hates that, and if you could just give her like a cutting board, a sack of celery, and said just go to town on this, she would. That's her like preferred kitchen job.
See, that's good that you guys have a teamwork like that. I tend to be more of the one who's like, this is in this. I'm more like where you are with that. The chopping stuff, I like to do it. I just have no patience, and so after a while, I'm more like, well, whatever. It's all gonna taste good. Who cares? Yeah.
yeah.
So for this one, it's gonna be for other people, and it's. I mean, I'm gonna have some too,
of course,
but it's,
yeah.
I'm preparing this for a group. So presentation will be a big key part of that.
Spiral presentation.
I will be working very hard to make it all look nice.
Yeah.
What's the other? Oh, we're doing like a corn thing that I found. So yeah, we got a couple dishes
Good.
that we've got working out, and then pies. We have two that we bought from Der Dutchman.
Mm.
My wife is making a pie. My mom is making three pies. There are 10 people coming to this event. So like
seven
we're
pies.
All going to get our own pie, I guess. I don't know how this
three
works.
Three quarters of a pie per person.
so, yeah. If you want to come over for the Michigan game, we will have pies.
Deal.
We'll have plenty
Man.
Of pies on Saturday.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is actually a holiday. So Meredith used to be a vegetarian. They went into like a Field and Stream or a Bass Pro, like a Bass Pro Shops
okay.
when she was a young lass.
Yeah.
And there was a video on like how they process chickens.
Oh.
That was like playing in the
oh.
store when she's, you know, young.
Yeah.
And so she's like screaming in
oh,
the store.
Oh God.
Like,
yeah.
And
of
she,
course.
I don't know. She's
Why would
probably
you
like five or six at
Why
the time.
Why would you have that on it? That makes no sense. Why, like, I get it. It's part of hunting or whatever.
Yeah.
Why would you show that?
And so she's, like, petrified. So then she becomes a vegetarian. And then I think when she was, like, 12, so she did. I mean, she was a vegetarian for a
yeah.
long time.
Yeah.
And then when she was 12, she looked at, looked at the turkey on Thanksgiving and said, I think I want a piece of that. And then
Good.
She's been.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And again, do each their own,
I
right?
guess I am in charge of the turkey. I am in charge
yeah.
of that.
Oh, you,
but
that's a big deal. What do you mean you're in charge of the, you make the turkey?
Yeah, you put it in the oven.
Yeah, but
watch
you,
it.
You season it?
Yeah.
You take, okay, so you're in
yeah.
charge of the turkey. That's
yeah.
like the main dish. You kind of just were like, oh, I don't really have anything to do other than preparing and cooking
well,
the main thing
yeah,
everyone's going to eat.
More time prep is spent on sides than the bird.
Yeah, but if you mess
I'm
up the bird.
I'm not spatchcocking. I'm not brining. I'm
okay.
just we're seasoning that sucker. We're cooking it to 158, and then we're pulling. That's all we're doing.
You know what, though? You make it sound so simple, but if you do it right, It's the biggest. It to me is the one of the best parts of the meal. Personally, I love a turkey.
It's great when it's done correctly.
If it's done correctly,
and it needs to be done correctly. And I would suggest if you don't have one, a meat thermometer. Get one of those, and it saves you a lot of the trouble.
If it's not done correctly, there's a little thing called gravy.
Yes.
That's the people who are like, I don't like turkey. It's like, well, then you obviously have never had gravy. Because if like that, you can put that on the turkey. It'll fix it right
just
up.
Drink it out of the
little
container.
It's a magic elixir that'll fix it all up. All right. So we spent a lot of time on Thanksgiving. Yeah, I guess we should probably get to like
it's fine.
The actual things that we were going to talk about here. So the crew have won some awards since we last spoke. You had Wilfried
Tata
Nancy.
Martino also is not existing in MLS anymore since we last talked.
Well, let's start with the crew awards, then we'll get to that. Because, yeah, Wilfried Nancy gets the coach of the year. Yep. So there you go, Tata. Sorry it didn't work for you. You didn't get it. He did.
Well-deserved. Okay, continue with the crew awards, and then let's go back.
Steven Moreira wins Defensive Player of the Year.
Unbelievable season on him.
Oh, yeah. And I think, and you know what? It was one of the, I feel like it was a bit of a cumulative award because he should have been in the running for that last year, and he was tremendous last year. But this year, yeah, I think the whole league was aware.
He wasn't fully healthy, like, leading into the playoffs. Yeah. So that was a bummer.
I think the league fully knew just how good he was, and then they saw it. Everybody's looking for it. That's what a lot of these awards tend to be. Heisman Trophy, all those awards you see in the NFL, too, or any sport. It's like if you have a crazy year, it's almost like they go, well, okay, now we're prepared. Next year, we're going to watch you. Mm-hmm. And if you have that crazy year again, especially in college when like a freshman shows up like and has that award, they're going to be like, all right, we're going to give it to the senior or the junior. But next year, if you're freshman guy, if you're good again, then we'll give you the award because we'll be paying attention and expecting it. And it's stupid. You should just look at who's doing the best.
Right.
But happened there. I think Steve Moreira has had two of the best years as a defender that the Columbus crew have ever seen. So very happy to have him here. And then you have Darlie Tadagbe winning the Humanitarian Award.
He should win that every year.
Yeah. Great dude. Great in the community, doing everything. Obviously loves helping out. And he's one of those guys that goes about it, goes about it quietly. Yeah. Doesn't.
You never hear anything about Darlington.
No. You hear only good things.
Yeah.
And you see only good things.
I'm not even saying from like even from positives. Like, yeah, we do it because we follow the team. And I know that crew fans are aware of what Darlington Nagbe is doing in the Central Ohio community. But he is such a quiet person that if you didn't like search him out, you would have no clue who Darlington was.
Well, and he's one of those guys that I feel like the idea of sending out a press release about something that he's doing,
it's not his tempo.
He would be like, why? Like, I don't need. No, I'm here to do my thing, and I'm going to do the right thing for the community, and I'm going to be invested and involved. But beyond that, if people want to take note of it, that's on. I don't care. Like, I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I hate to like shift it back so quickly to the on the field stuff, but we're still waiting to find out if Cucho wins. What is the award he's up for?
MVP.
MVP. I was trying to remember if there was also like a. I can't remember if they had like an offensive player of the year. They're just MVP is what he should be getting.
Yeah.
I am quite sure MLS will
want to give it to
Lionel Messi because they want, like, I don't understand. I feel like if Cucho wins MVP, that is a bigger story around the world than if Lionel Messi wins it.
Yeah.
Because then it will be all these people going, oh my gosh, Lionel Messi didn't win MVP in MLS. And
is
some
he
of them
cooked?
Will, some of them will mock that, but then some people will legitimately go, well, who did? And then they'll go find out about one of your other players.
And they'll look at him and his highlight package and be like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not just saying that because it's him. If it was like Lucha Acosta last year, if Messi had the season he had this year and Lucha had the season he had last year for Cincinnati, and you put those two seasons in the same season and had to pick between the two of them, if Lucha won, that would be better for MLS because people would come and say, oh, who is this guy? I've heard of him, or I don't know if I've ever heard of this guy. Wow, this guy's good. This guy's, I mean, Messi's still Messi, but this guy beat out Messi. He must be doing something.
That's not impacting Lionel Messi's career, whether or not he wins MLS MVP.
No. The only thing it might impact is his ego. Like, I don't know if he, like, gets mad about stuff. I don't know.
I would be so hard-pressed. He also, you want to talk about, like, a low-caliber guy? A guy who's quiet? Like, I know he's a superstar, and you drop him on any corner in planet Earth, and he is recognizable. But compared to, like, a Cristiano Ronaldo...
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Totally
never,
different. I agree with you on that.
You don't hear anything about him.
What I guess I mean is I wonder if, like, he doesn't quite, he very quietly then goes to MLS and says, I didn't win the MVP. Well, maybe I don't play next year. You know, like I don't know if he's like that
Apple
level.
Says
of,
there's 500 million reasons why.
Well, yeah,
you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and he, I would presume, I've seen people saying like, is that why Tata stepped away? Is like, because Messi's going to retire? And it's like, I highly doubt that.
Hot take is that Tata was going to win MLS Coach of the Year. Then he stepped away, sent the league office into panic, and they had to give it to Wilf.
They should have given it to him anyway.
I know, but that's my theory.
I feel like that's if you theory. Get Lionel Messi on your team, you should be instantly disqualified from Coach of the Year, like in MLS. Like, because you've been given a guy who's so good, it's like you can put almost anyone around him. And also, by the way, they didn't just get Lionel Messi. They got Sergio Busquets and all these other guys too.
Jordi Alba.
Yeah, you got all these dudes who are like, okay, we got some.
Luis Suarez, maybe one of the greatest strikers of all time.
Yeah, you got all these. Yeah. All right, so
Mascherano's taking over for them, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, is that official? I know it was the rumor.
I don't know if it's official.
It looks like that's what's going to happen, though. Which is like, yeah, just
bringing one of his boys.
I know, man. All right, hey, whatever. It'll probably work. It worked last year.
I'm sure it will.
Probably work again if he stays healthy. But you know what?
Has he ever played a best of three playoff series though in the first round of MLS?
I'm not sure. I love that they're out of the play. I mean, I hate that we are. Right, I hate the crew are, but you know what?
At this point, I'm far enough removed now away from the Red Bull series. Like, yeah. I am still devastated that this team didn't get another trophy, like with MLS Cup, obviously. But now it's total fun time.
Yes. I am with you. Well,
once Cincinnati and Miami lost, I'm like, good.
Yeah. Then I can just sit back and I can check in on the playoffs if I want
actually
to.
Watched some of the Galaxy Minnesota game the other day.
How about that?
Yeah.
Galaxy right now looking like they might be the best team in this playoff.
Good.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Their score. How many goals have they scored in like the three match?
15.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was
Wasn't
insane.
It 10-1 in like the first?
Was it 10? Well, I
thought
they scored
10 or 9.
I thought they, they scored in the first series.
And then it was 5 the other day.
Well, they scored 5 or 6 the other night. Yeah, you're right.
I know they had 5. I turned it off when it was 5-2.
Man, that is, it's again. I mean, get them all out, I guess, before you actually have the bigger games. But who knows? They're all big at this point.
9-1 in aggregate on the first playoff series, and then 6-2. Yeah, they've scored 15 goals in 3 games.
Golly,
yeah,
yeah, that's something. That's doing. So are they in the conference finals? Then is that what this is? Conference final.
Yep.
All right. And I didn't see what happened on the other side with Seattle. Do you have that? Seattle. Who was Seattle? They were playing. I assume LAFC.
Don't
right?
give me more credit than I'm supposed to get. I told you I watched the Galaxy game, and then you asked me who else. I don't know who else.
Seattle
is
and LAFC
Seattle.
Are in the other.
Seattle beat LAFC 2-1.
Hell yeah.
And then Red Bulls beat New York City FC. They will play Orlando.
Battle for New York. Orlando and Red Bull going at it. You know what? If New York Red Bull could get all the way and win,
fine.
You know what? Let the 2008 losers finally get something. That'd be nice for that. I don't think they've ever won. I want to say New York Red Bull has never won MLS Cup. I don't believe they have.
Fascinating to me.
Going back to when they were the Metro Stars. Unless I'm forgetting. I'm probably, if they've won it recently, that's probably what I'm forgetting. Because I know
they haven't won it recently.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they've won it. I'm saying, when I say recently, I mean like in that 2015 to 2020 window, I don't think they won either, but they were good back then. They had some really good teams. That was when they would have had like Tyler Adams and some of those guys were still there.
Zero MLS Cups. Runner up in 2008. That's the only time they've ever been.
Yeah. Juan Pablo. Avenge Juan Pablo Angel. Get him a trophy.
Three-time Supporter Shield champions. Shield winners.
They're one of those teams that has been around forever and they've never won. So you know what? I hope they down Orlando.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as a Crew fan who watched them beat my team. You know what? I am rooting for you, New York Red Bull. I hope you get it. And then if they don't get it, God, I can't stand it. I don't want anybody out west to win it. I just, we met some friends over the last few weeks who are from Seattle and hang out with them. They're big Sounders supporters. So, like, for those people, I kind of want to, my friends, like, I want to see them be happy because they are dedicated soccer fans.
This is the same scenario I had with the Major League Baseball playoffs and the Mets with you.
I understand that.
Because I freaking hate the Mets.
Do you really? Where did that
They're
come from?
They're just so unlikable. They have the highest payroll in baseball, and they want to play the underdog card. And I'm like, that's dumb.
Agreed.
But I like T-Bone, and I'm cheering for T-Bone. But at the same time, like, screw those guys.
Agreed. I totally understand. I appreciate that, buddy. Yeah. That's, you know what? I'm glad that we've all been in that boat with our friends. Although there is, like, there is the level of friendship where it's like, I hope I can talk crap, you know, like,
of course.
But I think it's, you know, that like with me and the Mets, I'm not like, I'm like, yeah, if they're good, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. But if not, I don't care. Like, I'm not a like live and die 162 games type of guy with baseball. It's just not me. But now if you talk crap about like the Columbus Crew,
well, right.
That's where, you know, you could like, again, if you were like busting my balls on that, that'd be totally fine. Cause you know how much that means and you know, you could get me on that. You know, you could absolutely get me, but
us with our NFL teams either just doesn't matter.
No, like you can't like,
say,
hey,
you
Beamer.
Can't say words to hurt me about them. Then they've already hurt me themselves.
Yes. Same way. Like you tell me about the Browns. It's like, yeah, I agree. Where are you? I'm on your side of whatever we're saying on this. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, anyway,
go Red Bulls.
Yeah. Go Red Bulls. Go.
Jurgen Klopp. First year in charge of Red Bulls, first MLS
that.
Cup.
Look at that. The man, he, well, we don't know yet. Let's not give it to him yet. They got to get past Orlando. They got to beat whoever's out west.
If they win.
So it's Seattle versus the LA Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy have the most MLS Cups, so we don't want them to win.
Right.
Seattle has two MLS Cups, I want to say. So we don't want them to win because, again, the Crew have three. So this is where I'm at. I want the Crew to continue to climb the ranks of – like having the most MLS Cups. So I want fewer and fewer teams who have won to win again. So I don't want the Galaxy to win. Can't say I want Seattle to win. New York never having won, that's a perfect scenario. I want them or Orlando. If Orlando wins it, they've never won one either. Mm-hmm. So either of those two teams, they win, it's their thing.
Go East Coasters.
Yeah, that's right. Go Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. SEC. That's what we've turned into. We're just doing that.
SEC. All SEC. Right.
We'll come back. We'll talk about a U.S. soccer legend who's stepping back and some big time games coming up for us soccer fans when it comes to the English Premier League. That's all next. You're listening to Bone and Beam United.
It defies description. Now back to Bone and Beam United.
You can always tweet the program at Bone Beam United. I haven't officially made this over there. Please no one go grab it. Just let it be there. But Blue Sky, maybe we'll jump over there. I don't know if you're...
I can't do any more social media.
You know what? Here's the only thing I'll tell you with Blue Sky. Can't. For the people who have not tried it, I'm on there, Degenerate T-Bone. I'm on Blue Sky. And basically all I'm doing right now is I've put more of the like stuff when I want to talk about music. I've put that on my Blue Sky. And then some sports stuff. But I'm doing less on Twitter.
I'm doing less on everything.
Which is good.
I'm trying to like, and it's, I would like to do nothing. Like I would like to do none of it.
That's the motto of this show. I would like to do nothing.
But it is a part of our jobs, and it's so integral in like keeping up with like what's happening in a rapid pace.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I'd like to just give it up in total, but I can't.
I'm the type of person who thinks I'd like to give it up, but then I do find myself occasionally on there and then I get into wormholes or I get excited about something and I'll post. But like at least on Blue Sky, what I have found is it's like how Twitter used to be.
Well, yeah, the old guy who owned
a long
it, right?
time ago.
It's the Twitter, the guy who started Twitter started Blue Sky.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But it's very much, you know, there are a couple functions that I have liked on Twitter that aren't there.
You rank your friends on your wall over there. Like, that's good.
Oh, you can do that?
No, I didn't. That was a MySpace joke.
You can put little sounds that play as soon as you log onto the website. But it just plays your song.
Yeah, but you have to backdoor code it to make sure you get the songs in. Remember
MySpace,
that?
You had to code, man.
You had to know
a little bit of short code just to get in there and, you know, little arrow left, arrow right, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, all I know is Blue Sky, I don't know how, it's gaining in popularity, so I hopped on it. The Fan has an account there. We're not posting much. Actually, you want to know some inside baseball? The Fan account existed, and I'm sitting there looking, I'm going, oh, there's a Fan account on Blue Sky. And I'm like looking at the post, and it's like posts of our videos of like people doing stuff here mm-hmm. at the station. I'm like, oh, these are good posts. Like. And then I asked a couple people here, I'm like, did you start the Blue Sky? And they're like, no. And then I start asking around, and I'm like, this is problematic because no one here seems to know. So I messaged the account and was like, hey, who is this? And the response was, just a fan who really likes it and wanted to get the account for you. I'm just posting stuff. You're free to have it. I'll change the password.
How very nice of that.
Like, literally,
person.
And he was like, please don't be mad. And I was like, I'm not mad. Thank you for doing that and for being cool. But yeah, we're going to get that password. We're going to change it. So now we have it. I mean, you know, like we have responsibilities here, but I was like, all right, I'm going to check real quick. And okay, So we got it. So thanks to whoever that, they didn't say who they were, but I genuinely mean it. Thank you for being
that's awesome.
A nice person
that's
and being awesome. And posting good content. I was like, this is actually
you
good.
Should work here.
Yeah, this was nice. So whoever that was, good job. But yeah, so we have a fan account on Blue Sky. We have me on Blue Sky. Maybe this show will get on Blue Sky at some point. I don't know.
Maybe that'll be my dip into the water.
Yep.
On the Blue Sky app.
The nice thing is you can create, like, people create starter packs. So you just hit a button and it's like, here's 20 people to follow. So you can find like a soccer starter pack or a whatever you're looking to follow.
I don't want to restart. I'm just kill me.
You're so done with social media.
I am. I'm cooked.
I'm not as down on it other than I can't go to certain places on it. There's parts of it where it's like,
well, there are things that I'm being forced to see.
This is what I'm saying. That's why the Blue Sky thing, it doesn't force you. It's so different than Twitter. I will say it is better than Twitter in that regard. All right. U.S. Goalkeeper Alyssa Nayer. She has announced her international retirement on Monday, calling the past 15 years, quote, the greatest honor. 36-year-old goalkeeper will take part in a pair of upcoming friendlies against England on November 30th, followed by a match against the Netherlands 3 days later, and that will be the end of her 11-year career with the U.S. Women's National Team.
Two World Cups, a gold medal in the Olympics.
She will continue to play at the club level for Chicago Red Stars. She's played with them since 2016. So,
OG, man, she's awesome.
Yeah.
You're looking for, especially for Alyssa Nayer, like, you're coming out of the Hope Solo era. Be like, boy, like that's a big role to jump into. And we can leave the Hope Solo drama.
Of course.
Aside, look at Hope Solo, the soccer player, for a second. But, I mean, remember how big of a deal that was? Like, hey, we need somebody to lock in because she was obviously the best goalkeeper in the world. And what Alyssa Nayer has brought to the women's national team, a lot of hardware that she brought home. And, I mean, you had as good of a sound keeper. Did you say 11 years? For over a decade. Like, as good of a keeper as you'll find in the world. That standard we know with that program is the highest in the world. Mm-hmm. And she even added to that pedigree.
Yeah. Well, when she won two World Cups, including in 2019, that England game, she stopped a penalty, mm-hmm. which was, you know, like a big part of them winning that game. So that's probably her, like, most iconic moment. Although, you could also argue she had a shutout in a World Cup final and she had a shutout in the Olympic final just this past year in 2024. So she's the only goalkeeper in women's U.S. women's history, I'm guessing in world soccer history too, that has had in women's side of it, at least had a gold cup or a gold medal.
She probably did have
and
the gold
a World
cup.
Yeah. But she had a shutout in both finals of those tournaments.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that. So, like, a pretty awesome accomplishment for her, and clearly she's talented.
That's great bar trivia.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one you could throw out there.
Keeper in history to have a shutout in the Olympic finals and the World Cup final. Alyssa Nayer.
That's right. Yeah. I'm also aware, I'm biting my tongue on this because I know for a fact that someone who's been on this show, former guest of this show, former crew player, I believe at one point, I think this was many, many years ago, I believe he and her were a bit of an item.
Oh.
For a brief moment.
I know who you're talking about.
Our guy Matt Lampson. Yeah. I believe I don't know how long. I don't know if that was, I don't know what happened. All I know is I think that was a thing for like a brief moment.
All right.
So congrats to those two or to whatever's going on now for everybody. And you know what? Forget I said anything. Sorry I brought that up. I can't not know that and not bring it up. It. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway. There was a text message exchanged?
I don't know.
Congrats
maybe.
On the...
There might have been. I think.
Congrats on the retirement.
You know what?
What are
rumor,
you up to?
Rumors were that at one point...
Okay.
They were... There you go. So congrats to Alyssa, though, on a great career. And yeah, she's phenomenal. So every bit of accolades earned, she deserves. And she'll go down as one of the greatest keepers in all of U.S. soccer history.
Of course.
And you don't have, like you said, the crazy off the field trauma like you had with Hope
Solo. Yeah, we didn't get into that.
We don't need to.
No,
it's history. You know what? We
know it.
Years
back. It was like 12 years ago.
You can go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So
look it up on your own time.
That's right. So let's go into the Premier League schedule. We have got, I would say the defending champs, Manchester City, are probably really excited to get going with all this time here where they're getting all these games in. But then I realized they're not having a great time right now. They're losing games. What's going on with Manchester City, B?
They're awesome right now.
For you.
Well,
as a Manchester United fan.
Well, we got our own problems.
No. But if you're going to be bad, you might as well look over and see some of the
plus,
hate.
Five games in a row. You just got your asses kicked by Tottenham.
Tottenham 4-0.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like a fluky 4-0. I mean, no, it was a straight up bludgeoning.
Well, and they've had injury issues and all that.
Yeah,
totally,
but they're still Manchester City.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I find it to be awesome too that like Pep gets this new contract, and then immediately they lose five games in a row.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Should have left.
Yeah.
Should have left. Pep.
Should have left. Should have thought about it, but instead he's there, and now it's now. Let's just enjoy it while we can.
Yes.
If you're not a Manchester City fan, enjoy it while it lasts, because I'm sure they will figure it out. But they had some injury problems. They got some of those guys back, and the thought was, well, there was an international break. Some guys got healthy. They'll go out and play Tottenham, and they'll get right. And then they lost 4-0. Mm-hmm. So that could be where now this starts to spiral. But I would be shocked if that's the way it
goes.
Well,
they got Champions League this week, and then you have to go to Anfield to play Liverpool.
Which we didn't bring this up in the show prep meeting, but Liverpool.
Awesome.
Awesome, but have you seen the Mo Salah? Latest
well, a contract
thing.
Drama.
Yeah.
Where Jamie Carragher is like, he's being selfish.
He came out the other week and said, I haven't had any conversations with anyone. Mm-hmm. No one's talking to me. And it's like, what?
That man got a hair transplant this summer, and he's looking awesome. He did.
Let him get his hair transplant. He's earned it. He's earned the right.
Remember
you
when
score goals like that,
summer,
you can
like,
put every wig on you want. I don't
Mo
care.
Where's Mo Salah at? Like, he was over in Turkey getting a hair transplant.
Good for
I don't know if any of that is true, but someone fixed his hairline, and he's looking awesome.
Ripped
his shirt off this week.
I've mocked that for so many years. Is Turkey where you go?
Yeah.
Okay. Turkey's where you go to get a good one? All right. I got to.
Mike Bennett's thinking about going, so if you want to go.
All right. Let me know. Okay. Yeah, I'll try to get in on a discount. 2-for-1.
Yeah.
I'm sure they just are like, yeah, it's cheaper if more of you come over at the same time.
That's where you go.
Okay. I didn't know Turkey was air transplant.
Oh, yeah, it's like big time.
I didn't know Turkey was the place. Well, see, hey, Thanksgiving tip to you.
Since he sent me some stuff, I'm sure he would love me telling this on the air. But.
That's all right. I'm like putting people together. I'm what do they call that? Shipping people?
Yeah.
Where you put them in a relationship. Yep. I'm shipping them. Yeah.
So he sent me some things. He's like, look how nice this is. And like the hospitals over there looks great. The accommodations about doing it. They look terrific.
I
might just go along to enjoy it.
You don't need it. You've got hair all out the wazoo.
Yeah.
I may go. I may go get mine. I need it.
I think.
No, come on.
It's your thing.
It's not my thing. I didn't want it to. I didn't ask to. It was not like I chose this. Like, I didn't pick, like, Beeb the bald fat guy. That's just what happened. I didn't ask for that.
It's
wasn't like a plan.
When I lose my hair and I don't even have a beard, that I'm just going to be the bald fat guy without a beard. That's going to really suck.
Yeah, the beard does save it because it's like, well, we know he can grow hair, just not in the place that he necessarily chooses to. So it's, you know, there's that part. Very different. They're very different.
Oh, man.
It's like I have to prove. It's like, no, see up here, it doesn't grow. But look at the bottom
down
of my face.
Here it does.
There's more down
this
here.
This is 2 weeks for me right now. Can you see my mustache?
I can see like a little pencil line.
This is 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've got some nice things growing under here, too.
How often do you have? Can I ask how often you have to shave?
It's like once every 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. Like, this is getting too long for
Are
me.
You serious?
Yeah.
Like a do you use like a shave,
I
like shaving cream?
I don't use shaving cream. It's just straight water and razor.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. But I have just like the neck and the little cleanups on the cheeks. But you do the whole thing.
Yeah.
God bless. That's great. You know, like seriously.
And it grows in blonde. Which
yeah,
is,
so you don't even see it.
No.
So it's, yeah.
I can feel it, though. I can feel it.
Have you
Maybe
ever
I'll go over with you guys and get like facial hair transplant. If they
do want
if they
that?
Do, I don't know.
Have you wanted facial hair?
It's always been a thing.
Oh,
I've wanted
okay.
to. I don't
know
if
this.
I would keep it.
I didn't. I understand you wanted
I don't know
to
if
try
I,
it,
but I would. I'd like to see what it's like.
I can tell you, itchy. Like you got to get used to it. People who try to go the first time, like they get about not even a third of this. My beard's fairly short. They'll get a third
you've
of
that.
Had length.
That for forever.
I've never. My kids have never seen me without a beard.
I don't know if I have.
Have you? No. Most people here haven't. I shaved it into a goatee. The first year I worked here, and I came in, and Mike saw me and said,
"Never again.
If you ever do that again, I will not. One of us is leaving. I don't care who, but one of us is leaving." I was like, "All right, fair enough." But my wife also. I mean, it's been since before. I mean, we were married. Our wedding pictures, I have a beard in them, and like we have some vacation photos where I did not have a beard, but most of the time she's known me.
Would the kids know who you were if you like walked in just with nothing on your face?
Oh, they'd know, but have you ever seen those videos where people do that to their kids and they like freak out?
That's why I was asking.
I think that my 5-year-old would probably start crying. Or like she would just be like, what is going on? I don't think she'd know how to handle it. My older two would just be like, you know, whatever the slang is for like OMG now, they would just be like, they would be texting their friends and taking photos of it and, you know.
My dad's crashed out.
The opposite. Yeah, crashed out. The opposite of Riz is what I would have. I would be that.
Skibbity. You'd have Skibbity.
I'd have Skibbity. Toilet, Ohio, whatever.
Those are banned words in Meredith's classroom.
Good for her. Good job.
Don't say this shit.
So, all right. I think we kind of, lots of games coming up here. What do we have on tap for this weekend?
7 match days in the next 5 weeks.
What a match day this was. Except it's going to be a bunch of them all at once.
So this weekend coming up here in the Premier League, this will be good. So this is this weekend. So this is Ohio State Michigan weekend. West Ham at Arsenal. Arsenal at West Ham, excuse me. It should be a fun one. Your guys, Villar, traveling to Stamford Bridge to take on Chelsea. Yeah.
Nice.
That'll be a fun one. United hosting Everton.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
It'll be a game.
That's a neighbor Eric Brandon Darby.
Ooh, okay.
Neighbor Eric is wearing his Everton stuff.
I feel bad for him.
I don't. They're probably going to win. Although Ruben looked all right, like 2 minutes into the game against Ipswich Town, like Rashford scored a goal. I'm like, we're back.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. He's going to take the title charge begins today.
Yes.
And then they
played
like dog crap for the rest of the 80 minutes. But hey, they got a point on the road.
Hey, point on the road at Ipswich Town. That's what you come to Manchester United to do, right?
Absolutely.
That's why people play there.
Yeah. And then City Liverpool at 11 a.m. on Sunday. So that'll be.
That's a big one.
That's a banger.
Oh, let Liverpool do it. You know what? I know. Which one are you rooting for there? Because obviously I know you hate Liverpool.
I'm not.
Oh, you're just not.
I just abstain.
You're just opting out.
I will watch, but I.
Oh, okay. But you're not rooting.
I'm not cheering. No.
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 You're putting money on
it? I hope everybody has a good time. Oh, I'll take Liverpool for sure.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I would do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's. I've been betting a lot of basketball recently. I got to get back into betting soccer.
Do you think Liverpool can be tracked down? 8 points ahead. 12 matches played, so they have 20.
Well, the only team that you would think could do it is currently the one on the massive losing streak. And
and Arsenal's been piddling around this
year. Arsenal, I don't want to say I feel so bad for them because they're Arsenal, for God's sake. Like, if you're old enough, you remember where they were. You remember where they were dog crap, and then you remember where they, like, became the Invincibles, Thierry Henry and all that.
And they went back to being dog crap.
And then they've been back to dog crap, and now they're like, hey, we're pushing up there, but they just can't ever get over the hump, and I feel like they're destined to be that team. They're like the Bengals of the Premier League, where they're like, we're really good. You could win the Super Bowl. We know you could, but you just aren't going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, City are 8 points behind Liverpool right now.
Yeah, but they can.
There's a lot. I mean, I know
if there's any time that if anybody could make it up, it's City.
And they will.
Yeah.
Probably. It'll come down to the wire. It always does.
Do you know what, though? Liverpool, like you said, flying high. And
different DNA than Arsenal, though. They've done it. They've done it. I know they only did the one in years past.
No, but they've done it. But you know who hasn't done it? Like, they haven't done it with the current management. Right?
Correct.
Now that, you know, Jurgen Klopp. And like we've been saying, once Jurgen Klopp gets out of the way, they'll finally be able to win again. I think
he was the problem there.
He's fixing New York Red Bulls, but also fixing Liverpool by leaving. Yes. That's what we've determined.
Thank you, Jurgen.
It's all his. No matter what happens in soccer, it's because of Jurgen Klopp.
Yes.
We figured that out. So, yeah, plenty of soccer to enjoy this week. I hope you do. I hope you have a great season with that. The next couple of weeks might be a little choppy because everybody's out for different times. So if the podcast.
Get that PTO in, baby.
We are not taking a like Bundesliga level break. We will take a couple weeks, probably around the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, where we won't do a show, but we should have at least a couple more shows before the end of the year. Maybe we could do something like completely cliche, like our top 10 moments of the year or something.
Yeah.
We could just discuss those.
Good.
Maybe that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
All right. We'll work on that. Probably won't do it, but we'll work on it.
I'll think about it.
I'll think about working on it. I'll think about it. Yes, I will worry about it. Is what I will do. I will worry about it.
I should do it.
I should do that. I'm so mad at myself. I didn't do it. And then it won't happen. But I will try.
Like, why don't we just do top 10 favorite moments post-COVID? Really open it up.
Okay.
Really
open it up.
That's
a lot of, I forget. I don't even know when that, now I'm going to forget when that's, are we in post-COVID? Is that happened?
Yeah, I think we're post-COVID.
Because like
Well, I know
people
Matty
here
Ice
just had it. Matty Ice had COVID last week, so
I'm saying like once fans went back into the stands.
Oh, I got you.
Like once arenas became full again.
Well, let's look at the calendar year of this past year. Okay. Start there, and if we don't have enough, then we'll go beyond that.
Okay.
Moment number one. Oh wait, this wasn't post COVID. This was pre COVID. Beamer yelling at Brad Friedel at a crew game.
That was pre COVID.
Man, look at that.
That was pre-COVID.
That was a great moment, though. I really enjoyed it.
That was a fun moment.
All right, we'll whittle it down. Have a happy holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you next week.